Braille. It's a system of reading and writing used by the blind, and it's over 200 years old. It does, however, tie up with new smart technology. Now, it's an essential method for learning to read, learning literacy skills, and for writing. But as we said, works extremely well with new technology. And we're going to talk a little bit about one particular piece of tech, which is the Orbit Reader. It's a Braille display and is available through the RNIB. Now, I'm registered blind myself. I'm a guide dog owner, but I do not use Braille. I'm afraid I'm stuck with all the talky stuff. So I thought I'd speak to the man who can tell us a little bit more. And we have from RNIB, Dave Williams. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
It's a pleasure, Alan. Thanks very much.
Now, tell me, first of all, a little bit about the Orbit Reader itself, because I've heard of Braille displays before, but they tended, I think, in the past to be quite bulky and quite expensive.
That's right. So a Braille display is a device that you can connect to your computer, smartphone or tablet. And you have little pins that go up and down to make the patterns that are needed to represent Braille. And in the past, Braille displays have costed several thousand pounds. So a few years ago, RNIB partnered with other blindness organisations around the world to find a new technology that would really push the price of digital Braille down to a few hundred pounds rather than a few thousand pounds. And the Orbit Reader is the result. So the Orbit Reader itself is a low-cost, lightweight, 20-cell Braille e-reader. So by 20 cells, I mean that you can show 20 Braille characters at a time, and then you press a button, or it can automatically advance to the next 20 characters. And this means that you're able to read by touch. So you mentioned there that you use a lot of talking technology, and that's fantastic. And often speech can be a really efficient way of getting information. But it does have its limitations, as you know, that in a very noisy environment, it can be quite difficult to hear your smartphone if it's talking to you. Or in a very quiet environment, you know, if you're in a radio studio, for example, speech can feel a little bit intrusive if you've got a lot of other things to listen to at the same time. So having access to Braille can be really important for the workplace, but also for leisure and, of course, for education. So Braille, as you said, is a very simple system of raised dots for representing the written word. There are Braille characters for all the letters of the alphabet, numbers, punctuation. You can represent bold, italics, underline with Braille. And it allows you not to only detect the obvious things like spelling and punctuation and layout, but you're also able to find your own voice. We all love audiobooks. You know, Stephen Fry and some of the other audiobook narrators do a fantastic job, but it is an actor's interpretation of the material. And I think sometimes if you're presenting material, it's very important to be able to find your own voice, and Braille can support with that. So the Orbit Reader, it's a low-cost way for people to get on the ladder with Braille, to get started with Braille. Perhaps if you've never had a Braille display before, the Orbit Reader might be a good place to start. Or maybe you've already got a Braille display. Maybe it's a very expensive Braille display and you're reluctant to take it with you on holiday or in a taxi or use it on the bus. Then the Orbit Reader can work really well as a secondary Braille display, because you're not going to be as worried with a display that's going to cost a few hundred pounds as opposed to something that costs several thousand pounds.
Absolutely. I mean, the display itself, you know, we talk about assistive technology. It does historically tend to have been very expensive. So how does the Orbit kind of break the mold then and become more affordable?
So obviously, if you're going to push the cost of anything down, then you've got to make some compromises. And the Orbit Reader doesn't have some of the features that you might find on more expensive displays. For example, if you're doing a lot of editing, then you might need cursor routing buttons. And this is a line of buttons that you would find above the Braille cells on more expensive traditional Braille displays. And they allow you to position the cursor on a specific character. So the Orbit Reader doesn't have those buttons, because I think the idea was that most people are going to be getting the Orbit for reading. You're not going to be doing a huge amount of editing with the Orbit Reader. The other difference, I suppose, that if you're used to traditional Braille display technology, is that the Orbit Reader does make a very soft sound. Some people have described it as being a bit like a rain stick or a purring sound as the display refreshes. You know, my wife, for example, she wouldn't let me use the Orbit Reader if I was lying in bed, for example. But it's absolutely fine in front of the TV, when we're out and about, in many, many environments, in an office environment or in a classroom environment. It's certainly a lot quieter than a Perkins or a Braille embosser anyway.
And hugely portable as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, so it's only I ballpark, you know, it's about 6 inches across, 4 inches front to back, and about an inch thick. It's a very lightweight. It'll go in a big jacket pocket, or it'll easily drop into a laptop bag, and then you can connect that via Bluetooth to your smartphone or your iPad. Most of those devices already have Braille software built in, and if not built in, easily downloadable, but to allow you to translate text that's shown on screen into Braille. So you can set up that Bluetooth link, that wireless link between your Orbit Reader and your smart device. You can also use it with your computer, so you can connect a USB cable and link it to your laptop, and that allows you to copy Braille files that you might have downloaded or made yourself, and then you can copy those Braille files to and from the Orbit Reader from your computer.
Does it come preloaded with any literature?
It does, yeah. So we have prepared a card. So all the storage on the Orbit Reader is an SD card. So it's a card that plugs into the back. And when you get the Orbit Reader from RNIB, we've provided a range of reading materials. So there are some children's books on there. There's some adult fiction. There's also a full dictionary, and then some information about the various services offered by RNIB. So we give you some content to kind of get you up and running, as it were.
Fantastic. Now, we did mention one of the big things about assistive technology, Dave, is the price. Now, the Orbit smashes that considerably, doesn't it?
Well, it does. So historically, Braille displays have cost several thousand pounds. The regular price for the Orbit Reader is £499, and that's excluding VAT, which, of course, if you are registered blind or partially sighted, then you don't need to pay VAT on Orbit Reader because it's a specialist product. If you join RNIB Connect and you become one of our RNIB Connect members, then we can offer you the Orbit Reader at £475. And if, this is a distant memory for me, but if you are under the age of 30, so if you're age from about the age of 8 up to 29, then you can apply for a grant, which may mean that you pay as little as £40 for an Orbit Reader.
Wow.
And that's something that we have worked with our friends at Victor, V-I-C-T-A, to develop this grant. So when you go to the RNIB website, so if you go to rnib.org.uk/shop, and you search for the Orbit Reader, two words, Orbit Reader, you'll find on the Orbit Reader page there is a link there to that grant scheme, and you fill in a form online and somebody will contact you. And if you are a family or you have a child who is permanently resident in the UK and is registered blind or partially sighted, then you can apply for this grant and pay just £40 for your Orbit Reader.
Dave, fantastic piece of kit. Great news about the offer as well for that age group, which I'm no longer in either, Dave. You're not the only one.
Memories. Yeah.
But yeah. Thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very, very welcome. And if people have got questions or they'd like to get started with Braille, maybe they want to get a Braille course or maybe just link up with you know, one of our Connect networks in your part of the country to find out more about Braille, then you can certainly do all of that and order your Orbit Reader through the helpline. The telephone number there is 0303 123 9999.
Lovely chatting with you, Dave.
You're very welcome.